Good morning. The low pressure center, which tracked south of Long Island yesterday and brought rain to southern parts of New York and New England, is now lifting into the Canadian Maritimes, taking most of the precipitation along with it. In the mid-levels of the atmosphere, some energy still swinging through the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, producing a couple of showers this morning, but even this activity is pushing to the east and through New Hampshire. Cloud cover left over will begin to break up through the morning and into the afternoon. We'll have more in the way of sunshine. But with the northwest breeze passing over the mountainous terrain, we still run the risk of a shower or two across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains later on today. Still, temperatures will be on the comfortable side today and generally reach the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. High pressure will continue to build in behind this system for tonight, and skies will clear out, and it will be comfortably cool with lows in the upper 40s and lower to mid-50s. With that high pressure center remaining in control tomorrow, we'll enjoy brilliant sunshine on Saturday with low humidity and a light northwesterly wind pushing temperatures into the lower 80s. We'll track another disturbance heading in our direction for Sunday, but I think it'll stay far enough off to the west to just produce some clouds mixed with plenty of sunshine on Sunday afternoon. And with a southwesterly wind flow developing, high temperatures on Sunday will be up into the middle 80s. That disturbance is just the first in what will be a series of weak low-pressure centers heading our way for the early to mid part of next week. On Monday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, and we run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s. With pieces of energy rolling through on Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll continue the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms with highs near 80 before we begin a drying trend on Thursday with highs back into the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the central and southern plains to the southeast. Isolated to widely scattered storms will likely develop during the late afternoon and early evening, within a continued low-level upslope flow regime over eastern Colorado. A belt of moderate to strong mid-level westerlies will support supercells with the risk of large hail, damaging winds, and perhaps a couple of tornadoes as the storms initiate over the high plains and drag to the east and south. And in the southeast, although low-level winds will be weak, 30 to 50 knots of mid-level northwesterlies will support organized clusters of storms capable of damaging winds and severe hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at 4:56 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Colorado Springs, Colorado, at 9:57 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a northwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 50, 75% relative humidity, the wind out of the west at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.82 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 80, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 77 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 67, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday in Albany, 1.31 inches for the month, that's 66 hundredths above normal, and 14.87 inches for the year, which is 56 hundredths below normal. There were two cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 23, that's 13 above normal, and 58 for the season, which is 18 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 54, the record high 94 set in 1925, and the record low 38 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:30 p.m. 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today, with a few scattered afternoon showers, mainly across the higher terrain, and highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the 40s to around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with a slight risk of a shower and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy Monday, a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the upper 70s. Partly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, still the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms near 80 both days, and mostly sunny on Thursday with highs back into the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.